you out to share today's message.
Well, good morning.
早上好。
It's good to be with you here on this Advent Sunday.
今天很开心在这个降临节的主日我们来到一起。
Not only is it Advent Sunday and you have beautiful decorations here in the sanctuary.
不单单是在降临节这个特别的日子而且在你们的礼堂里真的很好的装饰。
But this is a special service where we're going to ordain Marcus Chow.
但今天也是个特别的典礼我们要为曹老师举行按摩典礼。
This is a very much a milestone in the life of Marcus, but also for you as a congregation too.
我相信这是对曹老师侍奉中的一个里程碑，对我们国语教会也是。
I'm going to give a word of explanation about what ordination is.
我会给大家一些的解释什么是按摩。
I will read from Acts chapter 13, verse 1 and verse 2.
牧师会读出《使徒行传》的十三章一到三节。
The scriptures don't explicitly use the word ordination, but there is a precedent.
经文中虽然没有明确的讲到案例，但是它的精神是在里面。
And here's the precedent.
这是经文中这样讲到。
Now in the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers.Barnabas, Simeon, called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manion, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. And while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I've called them. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off.
在安提阿的教会中有几位先知和教师。就是巴拿巴和称呼尼杰的西面，古利奈人路球和与疯疯之王西律同养的马念，并扫罗，他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我招他们所做的工，于是进食祷告，按手在他们头上，就打发他们去了。
As Barnabas and Saul were set apart for the ministry on that occasion, we're going to do likewise for Marcus here this morning.
就像圣经中讲到的巴拉巴和保罗被上帝分派出来全职的服事神今天我们同样做这样的一个行动对着曹老师而言
Marcus will be set apart for vocational ministry
曹老师会 分派被神分派去全职的服事神
You as a congregation have observed you have recommended that Marcus be affirmed for ministry
我们作为国语事工这边，我们也这几年也观察到，也特别的推荐和肯定，曹老师是忠心良善的服事神。
That is critical and a key reason why we gather here this morning for this occasion.
所以这也是我们今天聚集在这一起最重要和关键的原因。
For a person is not set apart for ministry because they volunteered.
当一个人被分派全职服事神，不是因为他们自愿的。
Or it's a career choice.
或者说是一个职业的选择
but rather they are responding to the call of God upon their lives.
而是因为他们积极地回应上帝对他们生命的呼召
In other words, for Marcus, it's an act of obedience.
换句话说，这对曹老师来讲是他一个顺服的行动
It's an act of obedience to the one who sends workers into the harvest field.
是曹老师一个顺服的行动，顺服上帝的呼召到。上帝的禾场上去收割庄稼。
Today we're simply affirming that to be true for Marcus.
今天我们就在这里一起来肯定这对曹老师是千真万确的一个事实。
By definition, ministry is a spiritual work.
在定义上来讲，事工是一个属灵的工作。
But it also has to be done with a measure of skill as well.
但这个工作也需要有很多很多的技巧和能力。
It was said of David in Psalm 78, David shepherded his people and with integrity of heart and with skillful hands he led them.
就像大卫在诗篇78篇中他要牧养群羊他需要有正直有良善同样他有极极的技巧和技术。
The ordination process is typically a 3-year period in which that person acquires the necessary skills.
在案例牧师的整个过程中，也是曹老师在积极学习获得这个足够技巧的准备过程。
It involves the submission of papers.
这里包括曹老师也是交了很多的那个论文。
Preaching of sermons that are evaluated.
需要有很多的讲道他们去评估。
The reading of books and writing of reports.
还要读书写读书报告。
And then preparing for an intensive interview at the conclusion of that before a council of seasoned peers.
还要在案例牧师委员会面前有一个密集的访谈。
In one sense, the rite of ordination affirms a candidate now has appropriate skills for ministry.
从某种角度来讲，我们这个案例的仪式也是肯定了这个候选人有足够的技巧，将来来服侍神。
But I'm sure that you're aware that skills in and of themselves is not sufficient enough.
但是我们也意识到，就是服侍的技巧是对我们服侍是远远不够的。
We need the equipping of the Holy Spirit too.
没有圣灵的装备是远远不足够的。
And so this morning we will have the laying on of hands.
所以今天早上我们会有一个古老的实践，就是按手为他祷告。
It's an ancient practice that the church has followed as they have set apart their leaders for ministry.
这是教会一个古老的实践，就是呼召教会领袖出来服侍神的时候，按手为他们祷告。
The laying on of hands is viewed as something as formative.
按手祷告就像是一个形成性的一个艺术。
Formative means that something has changed.
这个形成性的意思到说某一件事已经改变了。
It didn't exist before the person perhaps came to that service.
他就说在他来到 service 之前已经没有，他是没有的，并不存在的。
Let me illustrate with a marriage by marriage ceremony.
我们可以用就是结婚仪式来举这个例子。
The couple come to the marriage altar and they are both individuals and they're single, but they exit out of that event in terms of being one union and married couple.
就像一对夫妇，他们来结婚仪式之前他们是个人的独立的个体，但通过这个结婚仪式之后，他们在主里面连成一体。
Marcus will leave here as something that conferred upon him that wasn't there before.
曹老师将会带着某些以前他没有的东西，今天离开这个崇拜中。
You may ask, well, what will change?
你可能会问到，究竟什么改变了呢？
It's not the achieving of some rank or spiritual status.
这里不是说他有些某些属灵的地位的改变。
Marcus will rather be confirmed with the title of reverend.
曹老师会被授予牧师的称谓
，reserved for ordained clergy，
是专门为案例的牧师所预留的。
There's now something of permanence to Marcus's calling and to his ministry，
也是对曹老师一个人的呼召和事工一个长期性的肯定。
Let me remind you that local churches don't choose to unilaterally ordain somebody。
我在这里要特别提醒你们，就是教会不可以单独的去案例牧师。
This is done by the church corporate, which is the Christian Missionary Alliance churches across Canada.
这是靠着教会的一个集体的联合，就是我们这里讲是宣道会的加拿大总会。
I'm here this morning to represent the churches across Canada, the Alliance churches.
当 Newfield 就在这里代表加拿大的宣道会的总会。
So in summary, ordination is really a strong affirmation from the local church.
所以就是案例呢，是教会对曹老师一个最好的肯定。
And the wider Christian community of a person's gifts, of their skills, and of their calling.
也是整个基督徒社区，包括宣道会的总会对一个人的肯定。
Marcus and Daphne, I'd like to invite you forward. I want to ask you some questions at this time, and then we'll proceed with the ordination prayer.
好，我们现在请曹老师和他的太太达芬来到中间，我们会有一些的祷告，会一些问一些特殊的问题。
Well, this is a special occasion for both of you because you're something of partners in ministry. I know that.
好，谢谢。
Thank you for leading us in worship here this morning. It was really beautiful. You know, the scriptures call for some very specific lifestyle actions and choices for people who are called into ministry.
圣经对那些上帝呼召全职服事的人是有一些特别的要求，比如说他们有特殊生活方式的行动和选择。
So on this solemn occasion, I want to ask you some questions regarding your commitment to follow the call and accept the role of being an ordained minister.
所以在这个特别庄严的场合，我会针对你的呼召和委身，会问一些特别的问题。
So the first of three questions.
三个问题中第一个问题。
Do you hereby promise to serve God's kingdom with diligence and integrity, called upon by the scriptures, and is expected of a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Then answer, I will.
你是否愿意承诺按照圣经对一个基督耶稣的仆人的要求，勤奋正直的服侍神的国度吗？
I will.
我愿意。
Do you furthermore promise to live a holy life that evidences God's call upon your life and the Holy Spirit's work in you?
你愿意更进一步的承诺，因着上帝的呼召和圣灵的工作，愿意过一个圣洁的生活吗？
I will.
我愿意。
And do you promise here today before God and these witnesses that you will, as a minister of the gospel, serve him faithfully for your whole life, as long as he gives you the strength?
你愿意在上帝和众人面前承诺，作为耶稣基督的工人，一生忠诚的服侍神，只要神给你有生命气息。
I will.
我愿意。
Okay. I'm going to ask now that those who are elders and pastors that might be present here in the audience, that you would come forward. We're going to lay hands upon Marcus and Daphne, and we're going to have the prayer of ordination at this time. And would you please stand together with me too?
好，我们请弟兄姐妹起立。我们在这里邀请今天在座的所有的牧师，包括长老，还有我们国语施工委员会的成员上来。我们现在为曹老师按手来祷告，请所有的牧师出席的牧师、长老，包括我们国语施工委员会的成员，大家都上来，我们一起为曹老师来按手祷告。
Before we have a word of prayer, and as those are just coming forward onto the platform, let me just say this.Marcus, based on your response and the affirmation of the congregation who have benefited from your ministry here.
好，在这个祷告之前，我要问对着会众的问题，就是受益你事工会众的，他们都在肯定你。
On behalf of the CNMA churches across Canada,
我也代表加拿大的总会来肯定你。
I hereby formally confer on you the title and the honor.And the responsibilities of reverend.
我代表宣道会总会正式的授予你牧师的头衔、尊荣和责任。
Marcus, when the Apostle Paul was ordained by Ananias the priest, he said these words that I now want to speak with authority over you.
当使徒保罗被亚拿尼亚按立的时候，他讲了一席话，我今天也带着权柄讲给你。
In Acts chapter 22, it says, "The God of our fathers has appointed you to know His will." And to see Jesus the righteous one, and to hear words from his mouth. You will now be a witness for him to all people, wherever the Lord shall take you, of what you have seen and what you have heard.
对，亚拿尼亚对使徒保罗说，我们祖宗的神拣选了你，叫你明白他的旨意，又得以见那义者耶稣基督，听他口中所出的声音，因为你将要将所看见的、所听见的，对着万人做见证。
As these men have gathered around and laid hands upon Marcus and his wife Daphne, perhaps you might be invited as well to lift up your hand, and you can just as a way of identifying together with them.
好，我也想请弟兄姐妹也举手，我们也会按手在他的身上。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we recognize here this morning that as those of us who bear your name, that we are all called to be ministers. And we are created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which you have prepared in advance for us to do. So in one sense, every believer here has been gifted and placed into the body of Jesus Christ to serve in a unique way. We're all called. And yet we recognize at this moment that you choose from time to time some to serve in full-time vocational work. And we're so delighted for the leaders and the ministers that serve within Southgate Alliance Church and also for Marcus. We recognize this morning that you have set him apart for ministry. You've called and placed within his heart a passion to equip and to teach your church. I want to thank you for Daphne, and she's truly a partner in the gospel, as so evident even here this morning as they led us in worship. Would you also endue to her wisdom, the gift of encouragement, the ability to persevere, and a sensitivity to your Spirit's leading, and grant unto both of them a vision and a love for your church and for the kingdom work and ministry that you've called them to. I pray for Marcus. I pray that you would give him joy in serving you. Help him to fight the good fight of faith. Deliver him from the temptation to have to please people. Remind him that every leader in the Bible faced opposition and criticism from time to time. Deliver him from the cancer of comparison with all of its accompanying discouragement and anxiety. Rather, grant to him a courage to stand tall, to obey, even when the path seems hard and at times lonely, and perhaps is not all clearly set in front of us. Save him from thinking that it all depends upon him, but rather, may he truly be a man of God who acts justly, loves mercy, and walks humbly before his God. And so this moment, as we gather here on this platform, would you grant Marcus a deep sense of your presence and a renewed filling of your Holy Spirit? I pray that out of your unlimited resources, you would strengthen him inwardly with the power of the Holy Spirit. May you become more and more at home in his heart as he trusts you and as he depends fully upon you. May his roots go down deep in the soil of your marvelous love. Guide he and Daphne in the days ahead. Wherever you might lead them, give them a fruitful ministry. And now we solemnly set apart Marcus to the gospel ministry in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Marcus, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you his peace, both now and forevermore. And all God's people said, Amen.
Amen. 我们感受到你的同在，你对曹老师、对达芬妮过去一生的牧养和一生的带领。今天我们谢谢你，在这庄严的时刻，我们为着曹老师、为着达芬妮的祷告，我们祈求你的圣灵与他同在，你装备他，你也恩待他，你带领他前面的脚踪。我们也知道，凡是属神的仆人，凡是在圣经中领袖，没有一个不会碰到困难，来自同胞的、来自弟兄的、来自教会内的，甚至有来自敌人和魔鬼的攻击和批评。天父，我们当他在那种困难的环境当中的时候，天父，我们祈求你的圣灵，你扶持他，让他单单聆听你的声音，依靠主耶稣复活生命大能，去勇敢的走前面服事的道路。天父，因为他一生要交账的是你，他不需要讨人的喜悦，乃是要讨你的喜悦。天父，孩子也为着达芬妮在线上祷告，谢谢你给他这样一个忠心良善爱他的妻子，一路陪伴着他，一路扶持他，给他有恩典，给他有力量，在丈夫软弱的时候、灰心的时候，为丈夫祷告，扶持丈夫，给他有足够的爱和能力陪伴丈夫走这属天的道路。天父，我们深知这一条道路是一条恩典之路，这一条道路是一条荣耀之路，但这一条道路也是一条受苦之路。天父，求你继续的恩待护照他，无论前面的路怎样走，最重要的是神与他同行，神与他同在，你帮助他，你也真的是让他的，无论是他的教导还是在教会的牧养，成为基督教会的祝福，成为众多基督徒的祝福。天父，我们谢谢你，求你的福灵继续的与他同在，恩待他们，直到他见主面的那一天。天父，我们谢谢你，谢谢你与我们同在， 垂听我们的祷告，奉靠恩主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. I think it's in order to give them applause.
我们现在鼓掌。
Before you leave the platform, I just want to commemorate the occasion by giving you a certificate. And Ryan, would you mind just giving that to me? Thank you.
好，在曹老师离开讲台之前，我们有一个特别的证书要给曹老师。
Daphne, we have something for you, first of all.
好，我们先给 Daphne 有一个特别的礼物。
This is simply says the certificate of appreciation presented to Mrs. Daphne Choi in recognition of outstanding contributions offered above and beyond the call of duty towards the success of your dear husband, Reverend Marcus Chow.
这里是有一段对Daphne 特别的肯定，这么呢忠心良善的去扶持她的丈夫，欣赏她的丈夫，陪伴她的丈夫，服侍到今天，所以我们也谢谢Daphne。
And this is the certificate of ordination that you'll see many pastors have on their wall. And again, it says, after the examination, approval by us as to your Christian experience, call to the gospel ministry, and views of biblical doctrine, we solemnly and publicly set apart and ordain to the gospel ministry. And then it's signed. I don't know if you want to read that there.
这是给曹老师一个牧师的一个的证书，就是我们宣道会总会特别颁给曹老师的，因为他过去经过了很多的时间的学习，包括他生命的见证，包括他对神的忠心的委身，包括他在教会忠心良善的服侍，所以宣道会总会特别授予他这一个曹建明牧师的称呼。谢谢你。
Okay, you can be seated.
好，弟兄姐妹请坐。
I believe that Marcus is going to have a response at this time.
好，我们接下来把时间交给曹老师。
Thank everybody who is visiting today for your presence here. I'm truly honored to be treated with such a special service. I want to take this opportunity to offer my thanks to a number of people. First of all, I want to thank my guests outside of this congregation, my friends. My seminary colleagues from Ambrose University and Seminary, my former students, and fellow ministers and members of other churches. Also want to thank those who are from the English and Cantonese congregations of this church. Thank you for taking the time to support me and witness this important milestone in my ministry, as Reverend Neufeld has said. Secondly, I want to thank Reverend Don Neufeld and the beloved co-workers at the Office of the Western Canadian District of the CNMA, whom Reverend Neufeld represents. Thank you for your guidance and your support and encouragement all along this process. And it's been a long process. It took me more than 3 years, to be honest. And and you have truly been, Reverend Neufeld, you have truly been a wonderful coach to me. So a special thank you to you and your leadership. 第三，我要感谢王牧师、徐牧师、并宣道会城南堂的长老们。谢谢四年多前你们亲切的来欢迎我和 Daphne 进入这个教会。然后要一起在你们的衷心的支持和拥护我们在你们当中的服侍。其实我们是非常亏欠我们在教会里面的服侍其实不配是一个牧者的工作量但是你们都非常包容 你们不单是我们挚爱的同工，也是 Daphne 我的牧者，齐牧师、王牧师，你们是我们的牧者。第四，我想感谢我们的国义堂的众弟兄姐妹，就是你们啊，大多数在这里的人，尤其是Daphne 和我有幸能够一起来服侍的众人啊，我们主日学的学生们，约书亚青年小组的组员，还有我们敬拜小组的成员，谢谢你们啊，让我们进入你们的生命，一同分享神诸般的恩典啊。第五啊，我用广东话啊，我今日要非常之感谢我嘅太太啊 Daphne 啊，因为佢唔单止系持续不断嘅嚟到系支持我啊，亦都系跟随神嘅呼召去侍奉佢啊，同埋佢嘅子民一个同等嘅伙伴。我冇一样嘢可以做到嘅，唔系因为佢喺我旁边嚟到去扶持。从我们拍拖开始到今天，我们在神的面前见证祂在我们生命当中的呼召，祂一直都是同担这个的轭。Daphne 你为了是走这条路，你已经牺牲了很多今天的按摩礼的确是我们两个人都有份。最后也是最重要的，我要感谢我们的上帝，我们的主耶稣基督，圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体的神，他借着他的恩典和怜悯来呼召了我，拯救了我，虽然我不配被称为他的仆人，我继续接受他的呼召去跟随他，用他赐给我的恩典恩赐终身来服侍他。刚才牛粉牧师说这个案例的情绪通常是三年我呢需要18年。神学院毕业之后三年的服侍当时没有机会来按牧。但是呢经过过去的10多年的神学教育的侍奉之后还有这个机会，过去在这个教会的几年当中能够有你们弟兄姐妹的支持来让我能够有这个今天这个的肯定我是感谢主，感谢我们的上帝，愿我们的将一切的荣耀颂赞都归给我们爱我们的主。我们今天所唱的一切的歌都是我非常的小心来拣选这些都是我的心愿，也希望是弟兄姐妹的心愿。谢谢，感谢大家。